Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Vince Brown Show, starring me, your host, the V, Vince Brown. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I have great, wonderful, splendiferous news for each and every single one of y'all. We are back again, and it's good to talk to y'all, family. So, I'd be lying to y'all if I told y'all it wasn't late at night right now. Again, I'd be lying to y'all if I told y'all I wasn't tired. But here we are, because I want to talk to y'all. And why? Because it is Thursday. So let's go ahead and break it down real fast. Why have I brought y'all here on this late Thursday night? Because tomorrow, I am headed to the beach. That's right. I know I don't really get out much, go many places, and especially because of this COVID-19 pandemic, I haven't really had the chance to go anywhere or do anything either. So, because the world has now began to open back up, me and a couple of my friends are joining the group to re-enter the world and at least see what this shit gonna be about and at least look like, you know. So why not head down to the beach for a little bit? And the actual beach, we're going to VA beach, man. You know what I'm saying? Hit the beach, man. Get some ocean water in your system. Get some sunshine. I think it's supposed to be storming tomorrow. So, you know, sunshine on the weekend. But sunshine nonetheless. And the beach. Tell y'all the truth, bro. The last time I went to Virginia Beach was the first time I actually touched the ocean. And if I'm not mistaken, it was either last year or 2 years ago. Like, it wasn't that long ago. Like, I didn't go when I was younger. I don't have great beach stories for y'all. Like, I was talking to a couple of my people at work today. I told y'all, I said I was going to have beach stories for y'all. I don't know how the fuck I'm going to get y'all beach stories. I don't really have great beach stories, man. My beach when I was younger was never Virginia Beach. My beach was Colonial Beach. Oh, yeah. I don't know what's going on next door, but there's some shit going on next door. I ain't even worried about it. But anyways, my beach was Colonial Beach. Now, where exactly is Colonial Beach? Tell you the truth, I can't really tell you. I haven't really looked back to go in recent memory. I mean, it was cool or whatever. But when we went to Colonial Beach, right, it was more of a chill time and not like a beach feel. Like, Colonial Beach was closer to Lake Anna than it was to Virginia Beach in my eyes. You feel me? Like, and I like Colonial Beach. I fucked with it. It was like, it, rustic would be the word I'd use for it. But it wasn't that beach feel. You know what I'm saying? It is, but it ain't. When we went there, a lot of times it was just, you know, either me and my mom, my dad when he would go. And when we went there, it was cool. But I remember a big ass boat and a lot of slots and gambling and shit on the boat there. That's about it. You got some fake ass horse racing on the little TVs up top. And then, of course, outside you had, you know, a little sand and I guess I just didn't go on those sunny days with no crystal clear water, but, you know, the cloudy water was cool and all that, but it wasn't, to me, it wasn't the beach. Now, Virginia Beach was a whole different goddamn feel, man. To actually be able to see and be a part of a real beach was a whole different experience, man. And I know a lot of y'all gonna go, damn, Vince, like, how old are you? Like, you mid-20s? You waited that long to go to a beach to see some ocean water? To see some... Hey, man, I just never had no reason to go. Like, and I told y'all, if the only beach I knew was Colonial Beach, then in my eyes, me thinking about a beach ain't really a thought that I go, yeah, oh yeah, let's pack up and go. Nah. Best part about Colonial Beach, tell y'all the truth, was when we was leaving. because we would hit this little ice cream shop, and I don't know what it was called, where it was at, what street corner, nothing like that. But them niggas had Hershey's chocolate ice cream. We gonna pause real fast. A lot of people ask me, hey Vince, what's your favorite ice cream? It's kind of hard to say that sometimes, because I like chocolate, but I only like chocolate when it tastes good. I don't eat all that overly chocolate. I'm not like a chocoholic. Nah. I'm like a chocolate connoisseur. I like great tasting chocolate. Like I like some chocolate that you go, ooh, that's rich. That's soothing right there. Ooh, what's that? I like some good chocolate. So Hershey's chocolate, big thumbs up. Hershey's chocolate ice cream, man, listen. When you talk about ice cream and you talk about chocolate, to me, I think Carl's ice cream got some of the best chocolate milkshakes. If I can't go to Charles, I mean to Charles. If I can't go to Carl's, that's cool. I'm going to Chick-fil-A. Because Chick-fil-A got some dope-ass chocolate milkshakes. Man, ain't nobody tell me Chick-fil-A milkshakes was that dope until I tried it for the first time. It was a couple years back. But I was like, damn, Chick-fil-A. And that's when them niggas really wrote me in. Chick-fil-A didn't get me with the chicken until later. To tell y'all the honest-to-God truth, the first time I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich when I was younger, I ain't like that shit. I wasn't really looking forward to going back. Until I went back and I was like, oh, what is this heavenly godly place? So, I guess I can't tell you what it was when I was younger, but I just didn't like the chicken, man. I wasn't a fan of Chick-fil-A chicken when I was younger. But when I went back when I was older and tried a Chick-fil-A milkshake and then some chicken, and the milkshake tasted kind of similar to Carl's, and I was like, oh my God, like this is what good chocolate tastes like. Let me get three more. So, but I digress. This little ice cream shop, Colonial Beach, man, had some and they didn't have it in milkshake form. Oh, no, no, no. They had it in little cups. Y'all remember the little schoolyard cups y'all would get back when y'all was in elementary school? You pay a quarter, 75 cents, $1.25. I don't know how much you had to pay for that shit. But you get a little cup of ice cream and they give you a little bullshit spoon. And you be like, mmm. Because it was goddamn good, wasn't it? And that's how this Hershey's ice cream hit me. Because it was goddamn good, man. I'm trying to tell you. Hershey's ice cream and marble ice cream in them little cups, and then a third would probably be vanilla, because vanilla wasn't too bad in cups either, you know. But in that succession right there, bah bah bah, perfect trio of combinationary. Oh, that's probably not even a goddamn word, but perfect trio of combinations of ice cream in them cups, man. You can find some Hershey's chocolate, some marble, or maybe some vanilla, you're gonna be good to go. But they had the most delicious Hershey's, and it was weird because the cups they had, it was the same amount, but they didn't have it in cup form. I had to break it down to y'all cup form to really explain it to y'all. These niggas had miniature tubs of ice cream. Literally. Like you would, it had a little paper flap on the front, and you go, and you'd rip the flap and pop the top back, and it was a little bucket of your own personal ice cream. That's why I fuck with these niggas heavy. I think I had it twice when I went down there. We didn't really go often. It was kind of few and far between. We would go down there, but it was or over there or up there, or I don't, like I told you, I don't know what direction Colonial Beach is. I just know a nigga used to go. But I think I had it like 2-3 times when I went there, and after that I couldn't fucking find it, man. I don't know if they discontinued it. I don't know if the store closed down. Like I told you, I never knew the name of the store. We just so happened to get it. I was like, oh, this is delicious. And couldn't wait to go back. That was the only reason I looked forward to going, man. Now, y'all see how hype I was? I was so hyped for ice cream. Because it was ice cream at a beach. I could enjoy the beach. Don't get me wrong. I tell y'all now, it wasn't the beach feel. But when I was younger, that was the only beach a nigga had. So I could just sit back and chill. Still to this day, I gotta touch up my swimming. I really gotta touch up my swimming. So I wasn't, you know, swimming like that back then. I was just chilling at the beach and going, you know, I couldn't gamble. I wasn't old enough yet. I probably could now, but I don't really want to gamble on a boat. At least not a boat in Colonial Beach. If I'm going to gamble on a boat, it's going to be worth gambling on a boat. You feel me? So, to sit back, enjoy the beach for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? You might just catch some sun. You know, might get in the water for a little bit, see what's going on. But it wasn't really nothing going on much for beach days for me, man. So, chill day. You walk inside the boat. And the boat was big, too. Walk inside the boat. And I'm trying to remember how it was set up. I don't remember it exactly. You know, it had all these, you know, separate rooms and shit. But you always had the slot machines. And I remember, and this is so bad, yo. My beach memories when I was younger. I remember just sitting at a table. And I think my mom was on the slots or some shit. Or, you know, she was gambling her own way. And I remember just looking up at the screen and watching fake-ass horse races. And just, I didn't really bet on the horse, but it was just, that was the most interesting thing to watch. And then after one race was done, it would cut to the screensaver and then pop right back up. Because it would count down first, you know, pop right back up. And it would start going through the names of the new horses and place your bets. And I'd say probably about 10 minutes later, the new horses would run. Or 20 minutes later, the new horses would run. And the most vivid memory I have about Colonial Beach, I'm telling you, was watching this fake-ass horse race. So do you understand how jaded I am when I talk about the word beach? I need new beach experiences, y'all. Shout out to VA Beach. First time I went. I really hope I have a great time this weekend. And fucking shout out my entire life to Miami. Whole different experience. Miami was the second time I believe I touched ocean water, man. If I'm not mistaken, yeah, Miami was it. So, and that's just a whole nother story. You can go back on the channel and relook the story up if you want to. But that was now. So when I got older, that's when I finally got a chance to understand, oh, this is what a beach is supposed to feel like. Because my only other reference to that was goddamn Lake Anna. And Lake Anna ain't no fucking beach. To some people, it might be, I guess. But if you ever been, you know it's not. And I got like old ex-girlfriend memories at Lake Anna and shit. I don't. Lake Anna ain't really a destination in which I looked forward to going to either. I mean, it was cool. I had fun, I guess. I'm okay. I'm all right. But yeah, man. Beach bound, baby. We are beach bound, baby. Can't wait to hit the motherfucking road either, man. And I don't know if my people trying to force me out the house or they trying to, hey, what time in the morning you leaving? In the morning? I said, oh, no. I got to sleep a little bit. I can't just dip out and leave like that. No, I'm going to sleep a little bit. Go ahead, wake up, pop up, bah, good to go. And then hop on the road, baby. And then we are beach bound, baby. I need y'all to do me a favor, family. Please pray for me as I'm out here with these some of these germ infested motherfuckers. I don't know who's gonna be out here around. I don't know if COVID's gonna be shopping. I don't know who's gonna be. You don't know nothing nowadays. Everybody got masks and gloves on and shit. It's. Tell y'all the truth, man. Fuck all that. I'm gonna go down there and have a good ass time. Well, family, I will talk to y'all next week. But they talking about COVID-19 on the goddamn radio right now. Anyways, family, I'ma holler at y'all next week, man. I appreciate you so much for tuning in. I hope that y'all have a wonderful weekend. I hope that y'all have a wonderful week coming up. Y'all already know 7:30 is supposed to be the time, but sometimes the time don't time out. You feel me? So, family, I shall talk to y'all next week. Until then, I love y'all. If y'all need me, holler at me. If you don't need me, don't holler at me. Either way. Peace.